And we do have some things to share.
Look at how many candles we lit. I'm afraid their fire alarm is going to go off.
That is incredible.
Yeah. And it's only because all the TV shows say that people light candles for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's like they've done this one.
You nailed the ambience. It's awesome. So we, without discussing it, we each like got cards for each other.
Oh my God.
Well, like he bought me one. I frantically made one like 10 minutes before he got here.
Aww.
Happy fake Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And it says, I never wouldn't date you because you're such a treat. And then I drew Treat Williams and wrote in parentheses, Jerome, if he was white and his wife died and he moved to Colorado.
Very spot on.
Yeah, it's so true.
Now, Jerome's card for me, this says, Valentine, I love you, you love me.
Aww.
I love that. Happy Valentine's Day. And he wrote,
I never wouldn't love you. Aww.
So we both did the same stupid joke.
Aww, I'm so happy. Which is already Eric's
pun
joke.
Is fueling your love. <for each other.
laughs> And we cooked dinner. We had some chicken tikka masala together. Mm-hmm. And Jerome brought me sugar-free chocolates, sugar-free pecan delights.
That's amazing.
This is the best fake Valentine's Day ever.
This is definitely the best fake Valentine's Day.
I was telling over dinner, I was like, this is nice because it like takes away the pressure from like real Valentine's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
well, while I was like putting around Family Dollar for all these gifts, I was just like, nobody knows I'm having Valentine's Day today.
Yeah, that's right.
It's your own thing.
And I'm drinking wine. Jerome isn't because he hates wine.
We have wine.
He's got whiskey.
Drinking
so romantic.
Wine. It's so romantic. We were laughing as we lit all the candles. I was like, I was also kept saying, we have to blow these out like periodically so it doesn't set the alarm off. It's right above the candle.
To get in the mood, we watched an episode of Review.
Yeah, we watched. Yeah, that was what we did while we waited here.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I got to finish the one.
Almost spoiled.
Yeah. So
did
that's
you go
why
back
I had
and read
watch.
What I?
I actually what didn't. I wrote. I didn't because we literally just finished it and then we called you. But
yeah, go look at what I wrote.
I will. I don't know where my phone is.
It's not here.
It burned in one of the candles. It disintegrated. I wrote. I'll pull it up. I wrote, oh yeah, you're watching more. Fuck, I love the show. His commitment to his reviews is golden.
Yes.
Refusing to stand up to get the fire extinguisher. Mm-hmm. Laughy face. And then I was like, wait, don't read if you haven't finished
he spaced
the
it out.
Episode. Spoilers above. Don't read if you haven't finished the episode.
Yeah.
Did you
so
see
I
it?
Saw, I only saw like these two weird messages like, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was just fragments of words. And then I'm like, oh, he spoiled something. Okay. And then I said, good, because I didn't actually get to finish it. So, and then I watched it with Eric, which was even better.
So good. I love his dad in that show. His dad is so sweet and innocent and like just the victim of so much absurdity.
Right. Like just so, nobody understands. I mean, because it's nonsensical, but the stick to-itiveness of his
commitment.
They likened it in interviews to like the scene in Young Frankenstein when he's like, I'm gonna want you to open the door.
Yes.
Not open the door. So like he's always gonna be like, how can I get her out of this review? Like, hey, you know, nope.
Yep.
It's so funny, it gets so dark. That divorce episode where he's like talking to his wife.
I have seen that one. I'm pretty sure because let me see if I remember it correctly. I'm pretty sure he's like pumping himself up. That's one of the earliest ones, isn't it? He's like
pumping
himself to do it. And then he's like, and then she's like, what? Like, you know, it's, she's this lady that has blonde hair.
She's like, what are we going to tell Eric? And he's like, Eric. Oh, he's not going to like this.
Yeah.
Like he hadn't even thought about the fact that his son.
Yeah. But then, and then later he sets her up with somebody else, mistakenly. It's like He tries to catfish her, right? Wait, right? Isn't there a catfishing thing?
Yes, he catfishes her.
Yeah, with the guy, but then she ends up marrying that guy, right?
I think so.
I've seen a clip of that, at least.
You've seen a lot more than me.
I've seen more than you because I've been trying to, I've been trying to watch it, but it's there's so many things we want to watch together, so when I find something that you haven't
totally
exactly said that you want to see, I try
Little person one is in season two, that's for sure.
You look like you're sunburned. Are you sunburned?
No, Jerome and I just jerked off together.
It just literally looks like streaks. Like
it's also warm in here because I turned off the fan and also like the lighting is all
and
weird.
Wine.
Okay, yeah. That's
but true. We did a Valentine's Day jerk off together.
I hope it wasn't into the chicken. As long as it wasn't that, that's good.
It wasn't.
I thought you were going to say it was. It was.
It was. No, but one of my favorite lines is from, I think it's the first episode where he reviews stealing. Mm-hmm. And he steals that old lady's groceries. Uh-huh. And he comes home with
and
them.
And not good, and, not and the, good. You're the end, the, that feels bad.
He's not feeling good. He's like, oh, no, this feels bad. This
feels
bad. And then he goes home with them. And the last line before it cuts away is his wife going through the groceries and saying, "A lot of shredded wheat.
A lot of shredded wheat." Yeah,
I laugh about that endlessly. Like, it's a lot of shredded wheat in here.
It's so good. Wait, so what's the actor's name again? You knew his name right away, and I never remember. What's
Andy
the main
Daly?
Andy Daly. Is he from something else?
That podcasts.
Podcasts. That's what I wondered. I figured
he was Benjamin Franklin.
In The Office. Yeah. I just realized when you said that, like, I know exactly which Benjamin Franklin is going to be.
He's also just done so much little bit parts, supporting. Like,
I have no idea. Like, what else? Is there something else?
He shows up on Conan a lot as like a character actor, like doing bits, like sometimes as an audience member, and so you probably saw
and I've reminded you about this like every time we talk about him. He's the cowboy poet laureate of the West,
and I never remember that. But that is I don't know
that's
that
like
podcast,
the one,
but
that's the 20 minutes of Comedy Bang Bang you've ever heard is that because I had to play it.
I
for
definitely
you.
Have tried to watch Comedy Bang Bang.
No, the podcast.
Oh, well,
the podcast
version
of it.
I didn't know
the
that
TV,
it was like...
The podcast was first, and then he
He does show up on the show.
Probably.
Yeah, vampires, vampires, vampires.
He played that for me, and I was like, oh, okay, and now I get why you listen to this. That was before
incredible.
I even was on a
so
podcast,
good.
I don't think, right? Because it was like...
Oh, it was years
yes,
and
that's
years
what I'm saying. Like, I was
ago.
Like, oh,
was like
I see 20, why you listen to this.
2011, 2012,
yeah, maybe.
That was very funny.
Yeah.
So that's
normally,
the
like,
same guy?
I try to never talk about podcasts to you, but I'm like, not only will I talk about it,
see,
I will have to
example.
Play it for
now,
you.
I wish I did have my phone because I would totally look him up because now I feel like unless he is really famous, which I don't
he's
know.
Not.
He's not a household
name, I mean,
I
he's
don't
been
think.
In
like,
so much, but.
Like, I never, I mean, Silicon Valley, because now he has been in so much, reoccurring up here. I never... even remember his name, obviously,
well,
because right now
Andy Daly, like,
right, but that's such
a
an
very
interesting
forgettable name.
I don't know, but Andy Daly is cute, like it should stick, but it doesn't. It's because I just don't know who the heck he is. But now I'm really interested because, especially knowing what he's done with this, he's obviously very funny, and the Benjamin Franklin thing, and the fucking the cowboy thing. Didn't he improvise that? That's
he's a very talented
insane.
Improviser. He has so many characters on that show.
I feel
Comedy
like
Bang Bang.
Any improviser who is like in any way decent and watchable needs to be paid more than just any actor who can read from a script. I'm sorry, because it's like so much harder. And so many people like Andy Daly deserves to be a millionaire. He probably is.
Right. No, it probably isn't.
I don't
really?
Think so.
Look at all these fucking things he's on. This is a million things.
But only for like an
episode
at a time, like little like appearances, you know?
All right, now I need to see everything he's been in. Make my judgment. My judgment is final.
You have you listened to the Andy Daly podcast pilot project?
No.
I don't listen to anything.
Maybe I can give you the RSS feed for it if you're interested. Are you like are you inundated with podcasts that you listen to?
He actually doesn't listen to anything right now because he doesn't travel to work.
Oh,
like
yeah, it's harder.
I've had a big decline. It was like college, and then like one of my jobs right after, I literally had headphones in all day long. So that was like, I ran out of podcasts and then would switch to audiobooks by the end of the day.
But you still, with this, with then, commuting to work from here, he had an hour one way. So it was 2 hours a day that he got to either write for our podcast or listen to podcasts. And you haven't been able to do that in a long time.
Well,
Everwood.
Watch. Everwood.
Is that him too? That's not him. That's
no, one of
else.
Those was.
Okay. Yeah, like if there's too many Andy Dailies, I guess he should have been like Andronovan Dailyocious.
No, those were other people.
Oh, just people related to him? I thought you were saying it was other Andy Dailies.
Matt Besser, and one was
community
showrunner guy that Adam likes a lot.
Oh, wait, let me guess. Wait, no. I know his name only because of Adam. Adam loves him. Oh, shit, I'm not going to remember his name.
Did you say showrunner?
No, the guy that you love.
Show creator of Community.
Don't
say
it. No, don't say
name.
It. Don't say it. It's somebody that Adam loves, and I know
his name.
You've
of
met
course.
Him.
Of course. I know. Like, that's the whole thing. Like,
met
you're,
him
you
multiple
love him.
Times.
Okay, give me the first initial of anything. You can give me whatever hint.
See, I'm
Damn
blanking
it.
On it, but I think I know his first name, and I think it starts with a D.
Dave Attenborough. That's not it.
It's
Daniel Day-Lewis. Dave Chappelle. David Sedaris.
His last name David starts Spade. With H. H.
Okay,
is last
now
name.
I remember his name.
Houlihan. Dave Houlihan. Hoobastank. What the fuck
his
is
his name is not
wondering?
Dave.
I know his fucking... I know this name because Adam says it all the time. And that's not making fun of Adam. It's just I should know it. And this is how bad my brain used to be a fucking diesel
tennis ball.
Truck. Now it is a definitely like
golf
a
golf ball.
Stupid, dumb, broken down golf ball truck. Fuck. Hofsberger. I don't remember the initial even
he
at
He uses
point,
his
guys.
Last name in one of his Dude, is it a podcast?
David Benioff.
Both of his names. Both his first and last name end with N.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and you were right. So you were close with Daniel. Not Daniel, but...
I mean, you were correct with Daniel.
You were correct.
Oh, Dan. Yeah. Dan. Dan. Oh, my God! I don't know it, apparently, but I'm going to be so mad once I hear it, because I know I'm going to...
Remember, the last name starts with H and ends with N.
So sorry, Adam. I should know this.
It's Dan Heisenbergen.
That's not right.
Dan Hofstetterin.
That's what I said already as a joke. Yeah, because I didn't think that it was okay. Real. I'm so
Dan
sorry.
Hitlern.
It's okay. Just tell me. I'm so. It's
there are six letters in his last name.
Dan. Showrunner.
The name of the headphones.
Two syllables.
It's a headphones brand.
I don't know any headphones.
Dan Beats.
It is an instrument. It is an instrument minus the last three letters of the instrument's word.
Or music related if you take away, if you add a letter.
What? Amount of information.
Think of an instrument known like the most commonly
it's
played
in this
instrument
room. It's in this room. It's an instrument in this room minus three letters.
It starts with an H.
Yeah.
Ukulele.
Nope.
A guitar.
Nope. There's a couple more instruments in here.
A fluton. A fluton.
That's not a flute. But that's also
the
not
bamboo
an instrument.
Flute.
Oh, I was looking flute. At the recorder. Sorry.
Dan Henrikorden.
Nope.
What the fuck is harp? Harp Ben.
Nope.
I don't know it, apparently.
It's an instrument known commonly played in prisons and jails.
What?
Around a campfire.
Very commonly played around campfires
Bob Dylan.
And prisons
Harmonic.
And jails.
So his name is?
Dan Harmon.
You yes, got it! Oh my God! They remembered it!
Uncanny sense of memory.
Holy cow! I cannot believe you remembered that.
I would have guessed it like minutes before if all this weird instrument information was not flying past my head. No, I wouldn't have because I don't remember that guy's name ever, I guess. I thought I was getting to the point where
And who's the star of review?
And Andy Daly. Yay! That's better than Dan Harmon.
You're lucky it's Valentine's Day, the holiday of love.
Yeah. And who's Cody McMains?
Oh, I don't know who that is.
You know what? I had to look it up to remember.
Yeah, I Googled it the other way around.
Is that the Tacoma boy?
Wendell.
What's his name?
Cody McMains.
McMains. Hey, Cody McMains. He wants to be the Mac daddy and your main daddy. That's that guy, Cody McMains.
Can we watch this fucking episode?
I don't know. Can we?
All right, let me save this Audacity file real quick.
Oh,